special report coronavirus update. The maker of Lysol is warning consumers against trying to use the disinfectant as a cure for coronavirus. It comes after the president said he wanted to study whether putting disinfectants into the body would kill the disease. More from White House correspondent Bob Costantini.
The president's floating of treatment ideas at last night's briefing after hearing what kills coronavirus best. All of that notwithstanding, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is out with this statement. President Trump has repeatedly said that Americans should consult with medical doctors regarding coronavirus treatment, a point that he emphasized again during yesterday's briefing. Leave it to the media to irresponsibly take President Trump out of context and run with negative headlines.
In just about an hour, the president is expected to sign the near $500 billion relief refill for the Paycheck Protection Program that ran out of money last week. It also includes money for more testing in hospitals. Some non-essential Georgia businesses, including hair salons and massage parlors, are reopening today after being given permission by Governor Brian Kemp. Correspondent Martin Savage at a barber shop this morning.
The Georgia State Patrol, three officers, showed up at his parking lot and went in to inspect his business. The GSP are the ones who are tasked with making sure that everyone follows the health protocols that the governor's demanding. So they were showing up and checking. I asked, was it okay? They said yes, and they left.
Texas today is allowing some businesses to reopen with curbside service for their customers. The Commerce Department reports orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods dropped more than 14% in March, a worse-than-expected performance underscoring the severe impact the virus is having on the economy. On Wall Street, stocks are down just a few points. I'm Mike Morse.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch it.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
This is a commercial announcement. When will the virus lockdowns end and America get back to business? Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions. Newsmax TV reveals what President Trump will do next. Americans are finding Newsmax TV. Ratings are up over 200%. So watch Newsmax TV today and shows with Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Greg Kelly. We're on every major cable system, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and more. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Weekend weather is sunny and hot. 102 the high for today. 70 the overnight low. 103 on Saturday. 72 Saturday night. 105 and sunny on Sunday. 73 Sunday night.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Thank you.
This is Money Talk. Tom Rush here with Yuma Investment Group. Derek Egberg with Academy Mortgage. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Good, good. So another Friday. I saw the temperature yesterday was, what, 95, 96?
Yeah, here we go.
Gonna
here
get
we
hot.
Go. It's the 100 day.
It's gonna be hot.
Which could be good because I think they made an announcement that the weather will have an effect on the virus, killing it quicker. Did you hear that?
I have heard that.
And Trump said it a few weeks ago, and they laughed at him. And now the doctors are saying it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They were saying, too, like, I was listening to stuff last night, that the virus in a house can hang around for, like, I don't know, 8 hours or 10 hours. And they said out in the open, it's like 30 seconds or if the temperature's at a certain point.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. In Yuma, it's like a fraction of a second.
Yeah.
It's hot here.
But goes to show, as long as you're outside, you're probably safer than being inside. I mean, as long as you keep your distance.
Yeah.
But so, you know, the big question is, I give the analogy, this whole thing's like a big storm that hit us that no one saw it coming. I'll say a hurricane or something. And now we're just trying to reassess the damage. And because a lot of the reporting happens after the fact, the numbers are starting to come in. And the big question is, you know, how really bad is the economy? So I have some numbers today to go through. I almost think what's more important than what's bad, the economy numbers, is the morale of the people. Because I think as long as people have a good sense of keeping their head up and not feeling that the world caving in on them, I think that the typical American will spring back pretty quick when we can now go to, you know, restaurants, go shopping, and do certain things.
Agreed.
I think most people are going to be able to weather it, but there's going to be some that won't. But
yeah.
Most of them will.
Because I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, in the Great Depression, I think unemployment is close to 18-20%, the numbers that are coming in. And I say, well, that was where things were at. Maybe they were worse in the Great Depression, but it was a comparable time frame. And I say, yeah, but the difference is, you know, those guys lived in misery for about 15 years. And, I mean, the economy just never picked up. And people's, you know, mental state was terrible.
Right.
Here, you know, if we can find a cure for the virus or even stabilize it through other means, I just think the American people will spend money as long as they feel good about things.
Well, and there's a lot of money being spent that wasn't yours originally. I mean, if you look at a lot of the stimulus checks that are coming in, I mean, kudos. I'm not a big fan of money just flowing, but kudos to them for sending out some money to help people weather that storm, that you call it, that, you know, there's a lot of people that was the savior to make sure that they can still make their house payment, their rent payment, or just have some spending money and keep the emotional level where it should be. You look at the payroll protection plan. There's a lot of companies that, all right, this is what's going to keep them having employees still on and allow them to succeed. So I think the morale is probably the most important thing that you touched on is, you know, Do you want to participate in something that's going down, or do you want to say, hey, I refuse to be part of that negative, and let's get after this, and let's see who we can help? So I think the stimulus monies, helping the emotionalness, is the most important thing that you just said.
Yeah, state of mind.
Yep.
So here's some numbers. I mean, we don't have April numbers yet, but we have March. So new home sales were down 15.4%, which sounds kind of like a lot to me. I'm not an expert on that, but what do you, and then the old homes, you have new homes are down 15, and then existing homes are down 8.5%.
So again, if you look at, that's nationwide numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you always say real estate is local. So there's some areas that are booming, there's some areas that are not. And I don't want to say, hey, those numbers don't make as big of a difference. But yeah, nationwide, there was a downtrend. Why? Because for a period of time, rates were up. So when you talk about housing down in March, where were rates in December and January? They were up. We were talking about interest rates that were in the mid-4s, right? I mean, Russ, you and I were talking about, Russ, interest rates that were creeping up to 4.75. Where are interest rates now? I'm sorry to say, but there's always opportunity.
Sure.
Interest rates have come all the way down to literally 3. I was locking VA and FHA loans yesterday at 2.75.
That's not normal business for you to have.
You know,
that.
Again, and here's my asterisk. You know, you got to say, okay, APR is about 3.015, and there's other things you got to look at. So, you know, but when you say, oh my gosh, a 30-year fix with something that could start with a 2,
that's a huge opportunity. So housing, I guarantee you're going to see a boom in housing over the next 3 to 6 months because now interest rates are so low. While people are potentially sequestered at home, guess what they're doing? They're shopping online for houses. They're still looking at 3D type.
And they probably have the time to get all the data organization back to you guys because I know the hardest thing is getting data. Well, I'll get it to you next week. When you stay home,
When you stay home, it's really easy to do it. So it's, you know, housing is one of those lag indicators that is very difficult to see what was happening not very difficult, but you just got to pay attention. But when housing is down in March, when were a lot of those new constructions started? You know, if you're 6 months out in construction, that means you were starting that house in September or October when interest rates were already going up and people were a little concerned about, okay, if my rate continues to go up, maybe I don't want to qualify for that home anymore. So March new construction numbers are down. Right now, I can tell you most of the people that I talk to between Yuma, Phoenix, Tucson, and even up in Flagstaff, they can't build them fast enough. They just can't.
Really?
They have crews
working. Even during this time?
Even during this time, they have construction crews working Saturdays and even on Sundays. Housing is booming in Arizona. And again, you know, that's one of those things where Arizona's different than New York. And then you say Yuma's different than Tucson.
But I think that answers the earlier question of how's our economy. I mean, if people are feeling that comfortable about where they stand and who we are, then we're going to be fine.
I agree.
No, we talked about the state of mind of people because that adds a lot. I think on big purchases, which would be a house or a car, whenever there's a shock, like the 9/11, you know, hitting the towers was, you know, blew people away. And I think when this virus thing, you know, got out, I think all those big purchases almost go down to zero. I mean, if they haven't committed yet, if they haven't put the money down, I think the state of mind, a lot of people just kind of freeze and do nothing. And I'm just generalizing here. But the car sales were down in March about 5%, which, you know, is pretty significant for car sales.
Okay, so now I got to ask, you know, in your profession, Warren Buffett always says, hey, buy when people are selling and sell when people are buying.
Right.
And you look at the opportunity when you say freeze, no, don't freeze, you could get interest rates on a house potentially in the low threes and almost high twos. You're now seeing auto dealers out there advertising 84 months, 0% interest. If you were going to do one of those purchases, and don't just go spend because you're going to spend, but
right.
If that purchase was on the horizon for you, man, you can save a ton of money right now if you do it because the opportunity is there, as opposed to, man, my car just burnt to the ground and I got to go buy something. And
yeah. I think you're 100% right, there's opportunity, but I'm just saying the people's response is a freeze, and that could be for a week or two mm-hmm. until they acclimate back down, but I think that's going to be interesting to see how things play out, especially with earnings and all that. You know, there are certain industries that are down, like, for example, people flying is down like 99%.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah, I got some stats.
Yeah, Russ, you could fly commercially and have a private plane for crying out loud.
Yeah, I got a
little. So, as of a year ago, jobless claims were 200,000, now they're 6.5 million. So that's up 3,100%. Movies, they're at half a million from almost 2 billion from a year ago. Retail cars are down about 16% overall. Steel production's down 20%. Hotel occupancy down almost 70%, which makes sense. If you're not traveling, you probably don't
stay
in a
hotel. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
So there are some big numbers here as far as the TSA checkpoint. I guess they count how many people get checked, and that's down 95%. So basically,
I did not
95%
of people.
I did
not know they counted it.
Wow.
Yeah. Gasoline. This is a good point. You know, gasoline's down. Gasoline's down about 48%.
Well, they were paying you to take oil not a couple days ago.
Yeah, you know, when we get back, I want to talk about that because everyone asks, you know, how does that happen? So we can talk a little bit about the oil contracts. Hey, this is Money Talk. Be right back, 5-6 a.m.
With With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Tom Rush with Yuma Investment Group. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, don't forget Russ Clark, color commentary. Good morning.
I'm here.
You're here. Appreciate that. So you've got some more stats. I love
that. Yeah, so the retail side is down about 8% in the 08-09 mortgage fiasco. It dropped by 3%. That was a big drop. So retail is getting hit pretty hard. But the bigger thing's going to come, they think, is a lot of these cities depend on sales tax. And when people aren't buying, there's no sales tax. So they think that it's going to be some heartbreak for some of these cities, either not having enough funds, or I know they're talking on a federal level that cities or states can go bankrupt, but not... Mm-hmm. But not going to be bailed out by the federal government. So that's going to be a lot of, you know, I call it like a earthquake. You know, you get the first hit, and then you get waves and waves of aftershocks.
Well, that's why we need to get everybody back to work safely. But we got to get everybody back to work the sooner the better, because you just don't know that, you know, the next 30 days where the sales tax could be supremely important to make sure that you don't go down the tube.
You've talked to the mayor to get us back to work, right?
You know, I've asked, but I don't know that I have that kind of control. Do you?
He doesn't either. He's got a bully pulpit.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're right. It's the longevity of the stay at home is what's going to determine how quickly we come back. And I think exponentially that if you're off work for another 30 days, that compounds the problem. And I don't know if it's 2 times, 3 times, 10 times. But yeah, I think the sales tax revenue is something that nobody's really talking about yet. I know you've pulled that. But,
The other thing, you know, oil has had the worst meltdown in the history of oil, is what I read. And oil prices have dropped a lot, and it's kind of a twofold. Russia and Saudi Arabia are producing, are basically mad at each other, and they say they're going to produce as much as they want, and no one's going to tell them what to do. But then with the planes not flying and people not driving or traveling, there's just a big glut of oil. And the hardest thing is on oil is to find the storage, because once you get out of the ground, you got to put it somewhere.
Yep.
So people were asking, how can oil go negative? And the answer is, true oil was not a negative in the pricing, but the contracts were negative. And when you buy a contract of oil, there's a certain date when that's going to be delivered to you. So what happened was, as these contracts were coming up, people realized either they didn't have storage, or they didn't, or they knew no one would want the oil because it would be, you know, sitting there forever. So they were paying people not to take the oil. So when there was a negative and people were actually getting paid to not deliver the oil, it was more of a supply demand issue. And it makes sense. Like if I'm gonna order, you know, go to your house and order, 10 cement trucks to come to your house and dump cement, and you're like, well, I don't want them. So what do I have to pay you not to take them, you know, not to bring them?
So at what point do you see wells shut down? I mean, I haven't seen any of the oil rigs shut down and stop pumping, but I haven't paid attention either.
So the shracking?
Fracking, excuse me.
You had it wrong. They said that you had to make about $40. You have to make about $40 a barrel to keep going.
Yeah.
So that's way off. So I think you know, Texas and North Dakota and that, I mean, those instant shutdowns. Even after, within a week, some of those companies that were pretty decent-sized companies already were declaring bankruptcy. And I think a lot of these fracking guys just, you know, as long as the momentum keeps going, they keep drilling and keep drilling. But when it stops, it's kind of like musical chairs. You get caught, and you pretty much are out of business.
Their overhead every day is going to be amazing, just the equipment. And then to stop to turn them off, yeah, where's the money come from?
Yeah. So, you know, oil's supply and demand, and stuff that I've heard or read, they think oil will go back up to maybe, you know, $30 a barrel, 35.
It has to.
But they don't see it happening. Like, you know, a lot of people think, oh, if I get into oil today, wait 2-3 months, go back up. That a lot of these people are saying end of the year, beginning of next year. But who knows? It's a supply and demand issue.
The problem is we're using half the oil we normally use.
Yeah.
When driving is down 55% in the nation.
So you know,
and other countries are duplicating that. So you just turn off those spigots of oil. It's coming.
Yeah.
Well, and when's the driving season?
Now.
Through summer, which we're basically there. And you think, okay, if we don't start opening up all of these states, the driving season where the bulk of the fuel is used, we're in trouble.
You know
who spends the most on fuel, I think, in the world?
Airlines.
Because
they're down a little.
Yeah. I mean, they guzzle. You know, I don't know how. But that's a huge, huge hit. I mean, probably more than comparable to the people driving around, but
they've put a lot of planes in boneyards. They're just not flying them now.
Yeah.
They just put them offline.
Yeah. And I heard they're paying storage to store them over in California, the Death Valley, where they want, like, you know, no humidity and
right. Less corrosion issues.
Yeah, yeah. But they were saying even once they park, like, a plane that's perfect, and they still have to be maintenance. I mean, they said if you just do nothing...
Well, yeah, to get them back up to airworthiness.
Yeah, that could cause more problems.
Yeah.
So not only do you have to store them, you literally have to...
Well, they're expensive to have on the ground.
Yeah.
You're better off having them fly. If you can afford the oil.
Yes, if you can afford it, then it's fine.
So, you know, from your standpoint, you know, rates are low. And, you know, a year and a half ago, we would have never thought rates would get down in the high twos. So this is really unprecedented. And... you know, I hate to say rates were never, you know, can't go lower because, hell, you never know.
Well,
but safe call that we're towards the bottom.
Yeah,
right?
you never know. But, you know, again, we talk about is it a situation or is it an opportunity? And there's people that buy houses because they get married or they're divorced, and there's a situation that comes up that you have to do it at that time, regardless of where interest rates are. And then there's opportunities to say, okay, this may not be good for the economy, but this might be good for me. I need to buy a bigger house, or I get to refinance my house and save some money, or I get to do something like you talked about with a vehicle. If there was ever an opportunity on our side, this is it. And I know you and your side see sectors that are beat up that really shouldn't be, that you know they're going to bounce back pretty gosh darn quick. there's great buying opportunities out there, but you have to take the emotion out of it and say, okay, let's make some good logical decisions and make sure that, hey, this is right for the family. So maybe it is time to sell that three-bedroom home and move up to the five-bedroom, three-bath, three-car garage, because if your old payment was based on a 5% interest rate and the new one's based on something in the threes, you might be shocked how little that payment changes.
Yeah, and also with that cheap rate, it makes a lot of sense to look at all your other debt, and if you can roll it in, I mean, that's key.
And we're looking at cash-out refinances, too, and paying people's high interest rate credit cards off. Again, it's shocking to me how many people don't understand what their interest rate is on their credit card. And Russ, you and I talk about it a lot, but there's people that still have 19, 20, 21% interest rate credit cards.
Yeah.
And you think, do you understand what you're paying monthly in interest as compared to what's going to your principal?
Uh-huh.
And just so there's a lot of opportunities out there. But same with you. You know, you always talk about, and I want to ask you, you talk about some sectors are beat up, and you always look at purchasing into the beat up sectors and staying out of the ones that are going through the roof. What sectors do you see? I'm not saying, hey, what individuals, but where would you be looking? Where do you see opportunity that you just scratch your head and go, man, I wonder why this one's so beat up at this point?
Well, so here's the thing about the stock market, my opinion after 26 years. I kind of give the analogy of, it's like the tide of the ocean. If the ocean goes up 20 feet or drops 20 feet, for the most part, stocks are going to, you know, behave in the same fashion. But there might be one that, you know, does the exact opposite for whatever reason. So when the market drops like it did, and from the top to the bottom, it was down 40%. So, you know, there was a lot of things that were cheap. Now, a lot of things, when they measure stocks as far as how much risk they are, there's something called P/E ratio, which is price over earnings. So companies that had higher price or higher P/E or price over earning ratios, which really means are growing quicker, they usually go down quicker too. So they make money quicker on the upside, but they can also drop quick on the downside. So you can go into certain sectors to answer your question, and that have higher P/E ratios, like technology would be one, communications, and you know, they're probably buying to those if you're looking for a quick hit back up. But in general, I mean, everything got pretty cheap, really. I mean, when, like I said, it was like the tide of the ocean. I do have a stat to show you, and this is one of the questions that we're getting right now is, you know, when do we put more money back in? Where's the bottom? Which no one knows. And, you know, so, but I do want to bring up the point that there is a, as far as getting vested, you know, if you wait too long, and I kind of tell people, you really don't want to wait till the coast is clear 100%, because if it's clear, the market's going to react to that, you know, way before you realize it's clear, either clear on the virus or clear that people can go spend more money. So you almost want to be ahead of the curve when you're mm-hmm. when you're putting the money in. Warren Buffett, I think, said, buy when there's blood in the street. Buy, you know, when no one wants to touch
yep.
it. But I have a stat here. So if you had $10,000 invested for 20 years in the S&P 500, it'd be worth about $30,000, just a stat. Now, if you miss the top 10 best trading days out of those 20 years, it would be worth about $15,000. It's half the value.
Hmm.
If you miss the top 20 best days, it would be about $9,000. So the point being is, like, yeah, you might not hit the bottom exactly with where the bottom might be, but the fact you're almost taking more risk by not being in, because you don't know what days are going to have. You know, we...
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, we just had the biggest single increase in the stock market, in the history of the stock market. In 2 weeks, went up 28%. And that's never happened before.
Right.
I think March 23rd was the bottom, and then it kind of took off. So there is some risk by not doing anything, either.
Well, yeah, but at this time, a lot of people are probably bugging you to get out.
Yeah, I mean, there you get both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, people, yeah, you do. I mean, you have to, I hate to say it, but you have to be kind of the non-emotional coach and explain to people, and ultimately it's their money, so
yeah.
If you want to get out, I mean, you know, you, they
sure.
can, but yep. So we'll take another break here. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Morning, Yuma Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, Tom Rush, Russ Clark, Yuma Investment Group, and the radio show here. Good morning.
Morning. So we're talking on break, you know, what can we learn from this? And everyone can learn something. I think the biggest thing is that, you know, crises will come, and sometimes those small crises, it could be bigger like this one. And I think for the most part, people should rethink about what they do for their planning, you know, how much money they have liquid, you know, if they got furloughed for the next 3 months, what would that do to their household budget? You know, what do they need to do to survive again? And then I was over at a business owner's office a couple of days ago, and he said, you know what, we've been using a skeleton crew, but he was like, you know what, I almost think I'm going to keep it skeleton crew. He said, "Tell me, you know, he'll make it a little fatter," but he's basically was saying that, you know, things were getting done, and I think, you know, business owners, people get complacent, and they just think, well, I need 15 people because I always have 15 people, and then when you cut it down to, you know, 9, you realize, hey, most of the stuff's getting done, you know, maybe not as quick, but, so I think this is a good time to kind of reflect on what changes can be done, either individual, for your business, your relationships. I hate to say this, but being locked in a house with kids and family and wife, or, you know, that makes you probably rethink that too, you know? I mean, people don't want to talk about it.
No, but
in a good way. I mean, you can look at it like, you know what, I realized when's the last time I played a puzzle game with my kids? I don't remember, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, what do you think you learned from this thing?
You know, I think similar that you know, do you have that 3 month, 6 month cushion? And I know we talk about that. Do you have, you know, some cash? Do you have things prepped around the house? And clearly we've not needed these, but, you know, do you check the flashlights routinely? Do you have, you know, some bottled water on hand just in case something happens? And for Pete's sake, where's all the toilet paper, for crying out loud? So apparently you got to stock up some toilet paper or something. Where did it all go? I don't know. So you think, okay, in an emergency, I need paper to wipe my, you know, posterior, I guess. But it's just that little bit of planning that I think we do become very complacent. And not unlike when this goes away, I think 2 to 3 months after this goes away, most people will have forgotten, and they'll be out shopping, and they'll be out eating, and it's no big deal.
Distant memory.
It is. But I think that complacency is, okay, do I have some cash? Like, say, am I liquid in a certain spot? Do I have some emergency essentials? And then you start thinking, okay, wait a minute, when's the last time I checked my smoke detector 9-volt batteries? You know, do you check them and change them every year? I'm going to guess 90% of the people in Yuma don't change their 9-volt batteries once a year. And you think, all right, here's an economic issue, but what if your house caught fire? And then you think, okay, do I make sure that, you know, things like my GFIs work in the house? And so those are the things I'm looking at is, wait a minute, do I test my GFIs and make sure that nobody's going to electrocute themselves in the house? Tom, how long have you been in your house?
Almost 18 years, I think.
When was the last time you checked your smoke detector batteries or your GFIs?
When they start beeping, you change them.
Okay.
So don't beep, we don't change them.
But see, that's what I'm saying is, you know, we are very complacent about everything, and financially, food-wise, toilet paper-wise, and just even safety, it's interesting how complacent we are. Russ, when was the last time you...
I don't change them. No, I do. When they beep. When they beep.
What if the beepers broke?
Yeah.
You know, they say, and again, this is just a random thing, but those things should be the whole thing should be changed out every 10 years. So how long have you been in your home?
18.
So if you read those, you're 8 years past throwing all of those in the trash and putting new ones in. And I know you care about your family's finances. What if your house caught fire and one of those was faulty? You know, those are the things that I think... It's made me go back and reevaluate just even some of the safety things that I take for granted.
Probably the technology in those things has hopefully gotten better, right? More sensitive, maybe?
Tied into the electricity now, and the batteries are more backup.
Mm-hmm.
So they're tied into your current in your house.
Mm.
So if the battery goes dead, you know, it's never going to stop beeping.
Yeah,
except when you know, one of the former houses I bought, when I actually checked them, they were unplugged. And there were no batteries in it.
Oh, no.
So clearly that
previous
was the way
owner.
The previous owner decided that they wouldn't have them beeping
anymore.
Well,
they fixed it.
That annoying pesky beep.
They fixed it.
So there's a couple of things that you can do with this market being down. I got a kind of like a checklist. The first one says tax loss harvesting. So everyone thinks about taking their gains off the table because you want to take your profits. But they don't think about taking their losses off the table. What that means is, say you buy a stock at $20, it goes down to, say, $10 or $15, you can basically sell that stock. You have to wait 31 days before you can buy it back. That's an IRS rule. But if you sold Chevron, you can buy Exxon. You can buy a different company that's in the same type of category. But if you don't do anything with those losses, eventually those losses will go back to even again, if, you know, assuming the company goes back up.
Lost opportunity.
Lost opportunity. So harvesting losses are a must, and we've been doing that a lot in our offices. So that's something I think people should look at. And you could have harvest losses a lot better, you know, 2.5-3 weeks ago than today. So it is a timing issue too, as far as losses were a lot deeper. You know, 2 weeks, the market went up 28% in 2 weeks. So the other thing we people need to think about is, if you can convert some of your IRA money or your 401k money to a Roth IRA or to a 401k to a Roth 401k. Because when you convert money to an IRA or a Roth IRA or a 401k Roth, that money from that point on becomes tax-free as long as you keep it in there for 5 years and you're over 59 and a half. So that doesn't seem like a big deal, but, you know, our deficit is going to be at probably upwards of, you know, 26, 27 trillion. And the big question is, where are taxes going to go in the next 20, 30 years? And I think with all this money being owed, the question is, it's going to go up.
It's not if, it's when.
Yeah. Right. So you can if you got into one of these Roth IRA accounts and you convert it, it is taxable. It's taxable income. But if the market's down, you know, 20%, that means you're not going to pay as much in tax. And then it grows deferred, and then it's all tax-free. The whole account is on the way out. So that's something that a lot of people...
So how often should somebody be sitting down with you, Tom? I mean, truthfully, when you're talking about harvesting losses, converting from traditionals to Roths, Is this an annual? Is it a biannual?
So, you know, a lot of the harvesting losses, we just called people on the phone and said, hey, you realize right now if we took these losses, you could have a, you know, $20,000 loss, and then we're going to buy right back into something very comparable to what you're in. So we're not going to wait 31 days, especially where the market's up and down. So all this stuff gets done over the telephone. Far as, you know, we do meetings face-to-face, or we're going to start doing more of the Zoom
meetings and WebEx. Because
what I realize is some of the people, now that we're doing it in our office, they actually say, okay, let's do our next meeting this way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they like to fight the traffic or, you know, they like to, I think we're going to have more people that are going to do things not face-to-face. That's going to change, I think. Especially with school, too. All these kids are online taking college courses. And I think what they realize is they can probably teach it all online if they want to do. I mean,
particularly like your sister mentioned the other day, where she had to have a trip to Tucson for an hour class or 2 hour class.
Yeah.
They do that one online.
Yeah. It'd be some make sense, some doesn't.
Right.
But I think that's going to change. I think you guys know what dollar cost averaging is when market's down, try to put away more money per month off your paycheck, or you know, if you put money into an account. Your buying power goes up. And if you're ever going to gift things to your family or to somebody, you know, you want to gift assets when they're down, not when they're up. So that's another thing that people should consider gifting. You can gift, I believe it's like $17,000 a year per person. So husband and wife can gift about $34,000. So if you had $50,000 worth of, you know, AT&T stock and went down to $35,000,
you could do that.
Give that, and then eventually, you know. So there are certain things, like you said, there's always opportunities somewhere if you're looking.
That's, you know, if there's one thing, and I know you talked about the psychology and the emotionalness, there's always opportunity. It's just a matter of, are you looking for the bad or are you looking for the good? And I don't want to sound like the eternal optimist. You know, my saying is, the glass is neither half full or half empty. I'm just happy to have a glass, and I'm happy there's something in there. Seriously. But, you know, now how much more could you put in there? Okay, I'm happy that there's a glass. I'm happy there's something in there. Hey, Tom, what other opportunities do we see? Hey, Russ, what other opportunities do you see? You talk to business people all day long.
I do.
How many of the business owners see opportunity, and they're using this time? And I know you did. You talked about cleaning your shop and renovating the shop and putting time and money and energy back into it. Why are you doing that? Because you see the opportunity, and I'm putting words in your mouth, that when you open things up more visibly.
You're exactly right.
So,
And right now, the business is definitely changed. We don't have as much walk-in and stuff going on. I mean, we're busy, but we're not like we were. I put someone on to do painting and straightening out, rearranging and redecorating our offices and making it look...
Tell me about the psychology of that. You could be one of those guys that the ostrich puts his head in the sand and says, okay, I'm not going to do anything. Or you're out there doing that. Why are you doing that?
It affects the employees as much as anything. Believe me. Every one of them, it makes them more secure, more like these guys are in long haul. We're fine. We're good. And that mentality, you know, it's just monkey see, monkey do. Everything's getting picked up a lot better.
Even around the house, with the kids staying home, I got one in high school, one's an eighth grader, my college son's back from U of A, but we're doing things around the house that we should have done, you know,
checking your smoke detectors?
That, or, you know, cleaning the ceiling fans up top, which probably haven't been cleaned in a while, and, you know, doing some yard work outside that probably got neglected. And
right.
So it's same thing.
And everybody handles it differently. I mean, our alcohol consumption's way up, too, so some have actually taken a different road.
Yeah.
But there's a productive way to do it.
You know, it's interesting that, I've seen a lot of my friends doing yard work and stuff around the house. They have the time. And it really comes down to maybe the other thing that we've all learned is it's okay to take a pause and look around. And you talked about doing a board game or a puzzle game with your kid. I'm sure that time was fun. And it wasn't scary, wasn't nervous. Spend that extra time, and your kid is going to remember that extra time with dad as opposed to dad freaking out. So let's talk about a few other things after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Mm-hmm. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. NRA SIPC.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group, Derek Eggenberg, Academy. We're doing our dual presentation here. And we're pretty much just going through things that hit our list as far as what's going on. Good morning again, Derek.
Good morning, Tom.
So, you know, earnings, you know, stock market goes up or down based on earnings or expected earnings. And, you know, we're going to start to see what got hit and what didn't. I think Warren Buffett had another saying that he said, you know, when the tide goes down, you get to see who's wearing swimsuits and who's not,
mm-hmm.
or who's naked. Because, you know, when the water's up to your chest, you don't know
that's
who's.
That's funny.
But when it goes down, and I think we're going to find companies that probably weren't ran as good as they probably should have been, and they're going to get hit a little harder, and some of them have no choice because they just so happen to be flying airplanes or something. But I think the thing that especially the government pumping all this money in the system, getting rates down, it's all going to have long-term effect. And, you know, you can debate how quick interest rates are going to go up. I don't know, but they're going to go up.
Yeah, they have to go back up.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of interest rates, I remember in college as an econ major, the definition was too many dollars chasing too few goods. Think about it. So we got a ton mm-hmm. of dollars pumped in the system, too few goods, especially with this shutdown. I mean, we're not producing stuff as
right.
quickly as we can. So it's going to happen.
Oh, it will. It will.
Oil will go up. I don't know when, but it will.
Yeah. And again, and I don't know if they've restarted them. I don't think they have. But the big three automakers shut down their production lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know that. We know that these 84-month 0% interest rate sales that is on every TV station, that's to get rid of the inventory they've already produced. Not unlike, you were talking about barrels of oil going negative. You know, they don't want to store these things any more than an oil producer wants to store them. So at some point, their inventory levels are going to be low or dangerously low, and they're going to fire up the production lines again. And you would assume when the inventory runs out, that's when those 0% interest rate deals stop, would you not?
Yeah.
So, you know, again, those opportunities, is it a day, a week, a month, a year? I have no idea. But you know those deals are going to stop. You know the low interest rates are going to go back up. And you know that some of these sectors that have been beat to high heck are going to go back once the economy is turned back on. And again, hopefully you see that not as many people were swimming naked as you just foretold. Ugly thought.
Hey, speaking of swimming, I want to do a shout-out. We went down because we have time on our hands and we want to get out of the house. We went down to the wet Westland, that beach area they did.
Hey, are you allowed to do that?
No. There is people down
there. Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
No, but,
hey, come get Tom.
Hey, but have you?
Come
I've
pick
never seen
up.
That. That was a cool beach. Have
really
you been
nice.
Down there?
Oh yeah.
Grass and I was like, man, where have I been?
Yeah,
they've been down there.
Yeah, they did a great job putting that together, and you know, would love to see them expand that even farther northward. But
yeah.
Great setup.
Yeah, I think the typical Yuma person probably isn't aware of that, so you should check it out.
But you've been here how long now? That's why you've not been there, is because you think, oh, the river, oh, no, it's just a bunch of tulies and overgrown weeds. No, they've done a great job, both the east and the west wetlands areas.
Yeah, and I think people are with time on your hands, I see more people walking, their dogs are walking, and, you know, exercise probably.
Well, and here's the, you know, people are creating a new norm that I think will go back, but, you know, you see people like Justin with 4th Avenue. Obviously, he can't open the doors. So so we got to help Justin out and get him back up and running quickly. But if you look online, all of the equipment sellers are stacked. I know a couple of people that wanted to buy an exercise bike, and the companies that you can go buy exercise bikes from are now saying it's 8 weeks to deliver.
Really?
Okay. You want to go buy exercise equipment online? Can't find it. Everything's being sold out. Why? Because there are some people that are spending money on that equipment, having it shipped to their house, because they can't do their normal routine. Now, there's a socialization aspect that I think everybody's not paying attention to. When everything opens back up, everybody who spent money on all that equipment, do you think they're going back into the gym? Of course they are, because that's part of that social fabric that, you know, it's the community, and I think there's a ton of people who are spending lots of money, which is supporting the economy, that they're not going to use that 6 months later or a year later.
The gluttony of gym equipment.
I think there will be. I think there, you know, again, you can't guarantee it, but how many people are buying stuff because they have this commitment to do this while they're at home, that as soon as they're back working and they have no time, they weren't doing it in the first place?
Yep. I know a couple people that have bought the Peloton, the bike,
mm-hmm.
and they said some good things about it. I mean, it kind of intrigued me a little bit.
Do they use it 5 or 6 days a week?
No, they use it. I mean, but like she was saying, can't go to the gym, so we just took our $40 a month and we applied it to a bike payment. It makes about $2,800 or so.
But what happens when they go back to work or they can get back into the gym? Do they go, I really don't want it anymore. Let me sell it on Craigslist and let me go back to the gym. It'll be interesting to see how those kinds of things shake out. But it's interesting that you can buy cars at 0% interest, but you can't find exercise equipment anywhere to save your life because of the way the economy is going. So opportunity, if you are an equipment manufacturer, you're doing really well right now. You look at, my gosh, Clorox wipes and bleach and stuff. You know they're making a ton of money. Toilet paper, I know they're making a ton of money. Those sectors, what are they down or up in the stock market? I mean, I haven't looked at anything like Kimberly-Clark or Weyerhaeuser paper products.
Mean, like Walmart, I mean, it's almost towards the high.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, certain companies thrived in this environment. Other ones haven't.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Should have invested in toilet paper. Who knew? Who knew?
Didn't know.
So, last minute, I mean, we've still got some time, but what things are you blessed with or thankful for in this community? I know you see the signs all over town, Yuma Strong, Yuma Together, and things like that. And I think, for me, watching the community come together is super impressive.
It is.
But, Tom, from your vantage point, what are you seeing community-wise and business owner-wise? Same question to you, Russ.
Well, I am thankful that we have a hospital staff here because I think, you know, a lot of those people, my sister-in-law works there, and she's higher up. And, you know, they were ready to go to war. I mean, I don't think they got as many cases as they thought, but they pretty much stopped all the big surgeries and stopped stuff right. that they didn't have to do. So I guess I'm thankful that, you know, we have a medical team here in Yuma that tend to be on board.
Yeah. I think the whole community is coming together. I've seen so many people reach out and help. And there's a lot of people hurting. I'm very blessed in that, you know, what I do didn't get affected directly, all indirectly, like you guys. You guys yeah. are able to stay. Imagine those businesses that have big rent factors, and they have zero way to do any income. Employees that are gone. But it's come together. The community's not angry. The community ready to get back to work. The community's yeah. ready to put it away and get through it. But Yuma's still a very caring and very great place to be. A lot of people stop by the shop. A lot of people still call in and ask what's going on, want to know what's going on in the community, what can they do to make a difference. And that's, I think, unique to us.
So what can you do? You know, again, and I don't want to say, hey, it's this easy, but go out and order some food and support some of these local restaurants. Yep. That, and we say local. Look, everybody here is local, whether it's a chain or local. Everybody is employing local people that live here.
Yep.
But go out and order some food and support some of these guys that are really pushing to make sure they keep their employees on. And I know some of the business owners that are not making any money. They're actually losing money, but they're keeping the doors open to allow the employees to still clock hours so they still get paid. You know, go support the restaurants, I think, is the most visible one for me. What's the most visible for you two?
Probably consumable items, like, you know, if you thought about replacing your couch in the next 6 months, just maybe replace it earlier. Mm. I mean, go out and buy stuff. I don't care what you buy. I think that's what's going to help out. Just,
well, there's a lot of people who are really afraid and scared. I find myself buying stuff and delivering. And because I'm automotive repair, I've gone to people's homes and picked their vehicles up because they don't want to leave.
Really?
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll deliver, pick up.
They actually let you go over to their house. That's
they
impressive.
Do. They give me their address. And some of them will just drive up out front, knock it out of their, you know, knock it out of their cars, and we'll go out and talk to them and stuff. But it's the atmosphere is good, and I think most all businesses are very accommodating like that to the person's, you know, individualism.
Yeah, I was impressed with Olive Garden. I went there to pick up for somebody. Anyway, they had probably 20 different rows with numbers on it. So you pulled up and they had about three or four runners, you know, running in and out crazy. So they seemed like they had it down.
They're still doing a fraction of what they normally do. There's no bar bill. There's nothing. There's a lot of bleeding going on there.
Yeah,
that's a high.
Well, let's be honest. Restaurants, it's the beverages that is your profit margin. And when you have a restaurant that serves alcohol, you want people there sitting having two or three drinks during dinner versus just taking food out. So, you know, again, but kudos to every one of those restaurants that keeps the doors open, keeps the staff employed, allows them to make a paycheck, even though they may be still bleeding. You know, they're not bleeding as much, we hope.
Maybe more.
Yeah. But, you know, I would just say we're all super blessed in this community. And you know what? When we're running through this, look at, we still have these freedoms to have this kind of a radio show because of those men and women that have served and are currently serving. So support your local humans. Support those that have served or are serving. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Have a safe weekend and stay safe, everyone. Bye.
Voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
from the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU.